WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. And, yeah, I had a little brain freeze up there moment. I played the wrong thing. I went to click the start of the show, and I clicked the music instead for coming back from a commercial. But, hey, we figured it out. We're here. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've been getting folks reaction or asking for your reaction to the parallel products decision, the South Coast Renewables decision by the Board of Health. They voted 2-1 not to go forward with it. So if you want to chime in on that, happy to take your call. Again, 508-996-0500. Also a reminder, too, that tomorrow will be the start of our Money Talks contest. It's back for the fall. Starting tomorrow at 8 a.m., we are going to have 10 chances for you every day to win $1,000. And then toward the end of the contest, the last two Thursdays are going to be $10,000 Thursdays. So all you got to do is just do what you're already doing. Listen to WBSM. When you hear those codes, you enter them in on the WBSM app or at WBSM.com on the Money Talks page, and you'll be entered. So you get up to 10 entries each day to try to win that $1,000. And then the last two Thursdays, $10,000 prizes on those days. Money Talks on WBSM brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So I hope that all of you play and take your shot at winning. It's our way to kind of reward you for listening. And what would you do with that $1,000? I'm sure you could put it to good use this time of year. One other thing that I wanted to bring up, too. You heard Mike Roberts mention there that Josh Kraft has taken himself off the ballot for the Boston mayor's race, so he will not be on the ballot. In yesterday's preliminary election in Fall River for the mayor of Fall River, they had an issue where there was somebody who had dropped out of the race but was still on the ballot and ended up coming in third. So incumbent mayor Paul Coogan was the top vote getter. So he moves on to the final election in November. He got 49% of the vote with 3,076 ballots cast. And coming in second was Gabriel Boomer Amaral. He had 31% of the vote with 1,954 ballots cast. And Christopher Silva, the restaurant owner, the restaurant owner in Fall River, he still was on the ballot even though he had suspended his campaign. He came in third, 616 votes or 10% of the ballots cast. And voter turnout for Fall River was just about 10%. So we'll keep an eye on that as we go through election season. Obviously, here we're more focused on what goes on in the New Bedford election, but we'll keep an eye on that as well. And, of course, the New Bedford election, New Bedford didn't have their preliminary election in September because the city council voted it down. So you won't have a chance to vote until next month to whittle down the city council at large race from 12 to 10. And then I think what'll be interesting is as we get through the election season, I mean, I know it's hard to beat incumbents in this city, but I think that the challengers this time around, there's a number of good, solid challengers. You know, maybe some of them might not be good enough to oust an incumbent on the first go around, but it also depends on how much people are concerned about what's been going on in the way the city has been run. As we talked about yesterday, if the city council and the mayor are going to continue to butt heads on things, do people say, well, maybe we should get some new city councilors in there because we can't get a new mayor in there for another couple of years. So maybe it's time to just bring in some new councilors. We've had callers and commenters on our Facebook page who say, vote them all out. The longevity pay issue has people thinking that they want to vote folks out. I would just caution, though, a lot of the folks who are running unopposed, you know, sure, they could be veteran counselors and could lead a new council, but a big overhaul like that would be, it'd be slowing down the work of the city. I think the real trick here is when these folks are out on the campaign trail, it's talking to them, having conversations, finding out why they're doing the things that they're doing. Because as we hear when they come on the programs and explain themselves, there's a method to it. They're trying to, in their eyes, stand up for you, the people, against what they feel is a mayor who is doing what he wants to do. And the mayor feels that he's got a vision and a plan for the future that the council unnecessarily stands in the way of at times. You know, not to speak for either side, that's just what I'm gathering based on the comments. By the way, the mayor will be here with Chris today at 11, and we can get his take on this move by the council to table any of these, what they feel are non-essential items from the mayor, while this, I guess, legal action will go forward regarding the hiring of the police chief. That has earned him the title King Mitchell from Councilor at Large Linda Morad. So I think what you're seeing is, yeah, people are frustrated with how things are going, but who are they ascribing the blame to? Is it who they feel is really responsible for some of these issues? Or is it, well, I can't vote out the mayor for another 2 years, so I'll vote out the counselors? Because I think a lot of the times, this might be an issue that doesn't matter who is in either office, you're going to have this contention. It doesn't mean that it stops the city from operating. It doesn't mean it stops things from moving forward. And I also think, too, that as we get closer to the election, of course, we're going to keep reminding you about all the details that you need to know about going out to vote, about the important dates, changes to polling locations, things like that. But the real question here is, how motivated are people to get out and vote? Because we hear all the time as we get closer to these elections, people who are fired up one way or the other, and what's the voter turnout? So how do we increase that number? How do we get more people to be engaged and participate in that, and also be informed enough to get out and participate? And everybody would love to have 100% voter turnout, but 100% of the people that come out and vote aren't going to really know about the issues, know what they're voting on. You want an informed electorate. How do you do that? 508-996-0500. I mean, outside of getting them all to listen to WBSM, of course. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. You had mentioned about the candidates running in New Bedford. Is it candidates night at the Gomes School tonight?
I think
the candidates night.
I think it's Thursday. Hold on. Let me double check. I will find that out for you. I'll find that out for you.
Andrade's running it.
Yeah, I'm looking up my buddy Andrade emails here. And I'm seeing what he has here. The candidates' night. Well, that one says October 5th. So that's it is tonight, Wednesday, September 17th.
Yes, yes. That should be broadcast so the city, the people in New Bedford should know.
Well, that's the thing, is these are put on by individual organizations, so it's not something that the city would be handling. And we don't have the manpower to do that.
Well, it's candidates' night tonight. Go home school.
Yep, that'll be at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Yep.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. And yes, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you can check New Bedford Guide if they have, you know, if they have someone that can go there and cover it. We just don't have the man. It would be me. And I can't go tonight. That's pretty much what we're down to for news reporting. So I don't have the time to get out there and do that. So we can't offer you anything except, you know, love to hear from all of you tomorrow about how you think that it goes. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here because I've got to get another drink in me here of coffee. Come on. I know I promote Stevie's, but it's 8 o'clock in the morning. But I can feel my voice going, so let me take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Still driving and striving as fast as we can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
And welcome back in. Men, if you're having trouble going the distance, that's one of the things that they can help you with at the Ultimate Men's Clinic. It's a problem that happens to a lot of men. It's nothing to be ashamed of, and it's an easy fix. All you have to do is reach out to the Ultimate Men's Clinic and say, hey, I'm having some issues going the distance, and they'll help you figure it out. And it can be that. It can be some other issues that you may be having in the bedroom. It may be some issues that you're having just with your overall general health and confidence in yourself. They can help you with all of that. You can see a list of all the things, all the services that they offer by going to theultimatemensclinic.com. That's theultimatemensclinic.com. Or give them a call, 508-505-9100. Because there's a lot of little things that start to add up and then make you feel like you're not yourself or not the best version of yourself that you can be. And they can talk about all of those things with you. Things that you don't feel comfortable talking about with anybody else, you can talk about that with Dr. Jack and his staff, because this is what they do. This is what they specialize in. As society is making it less and less comfortable to talk about these issues, the Ultimate Men's Clinic is the place where you can still have these conversations. As they like to say, your best self is just a visit away. So again, theultimatemensclinic.com. You have to have the V there. Theultimatemensclinic.com. Or give them a call, 508-505-9100. And my number here, if you want to call me, 508-996-0500. We've been talking a lot about the Board of Health meeting last night. Mayor Mitchell will be in with Chris later. He can give you his take on that. But I know he did have some comments for the media about it. But he also understands, you know, more than anybody, he's been talking about this and sounding this bell, that there does need to be a solution for New Bedford's impending trash crisis. They've been able to squeeze some more life now out of Crapo Hill, but what is the plan for after that? Because eventually that's not going to be the solution anymore. What is the plan for after that? And so that's something that they've got to start planning for now. And if it's not this facility, what will it be? Is there another location where something like this project could be? Well, it doesn't have to be in New Bedford, but close enough that it could service New Bedford. That was the one thing that the mayor talked about when it came to this deal is that when it did come time to stop using the landfill and start sending the city's waste to this facility, as part of this deal, New Bedford would get the best available rate. But now I can imagine that, you know, with all that's happened, they go somewhere else, they're not going to get that best rate anymore. So where what are you going to do? There's not, it's not like there's a lot of options of what you can do with the city's waste. And there's a lot of it. I think the number one thing, and we talked about this earlier, is that we as citizens need to do a little bit more to create less waste. If you remember, people were up in arms when MassDEP passed their new regulations and basically said, yeah, you're not throwing clothes away in the trash anymore. That's not okay. You're not throwing bedding away in the trash anymore. All of these things need to be reused in some manner. People are upset if they can't throw a mattress out and have the mattress taken away and thrown in the trash. Because we do create a lot of waste. And it is inconvenient to try to get rid of these things. I had a couple of mattresses that were sitting in my storage unit for years. Because I didn't want to pay to get rid of them. They just sat in there taking up space with all my other junk that's in there just taking up space. What are you going to do? It's inconvenient. It's expensive. And it's only going to get more inconvenient and more expensive as there's less places to put the trash and less facilities to process it. So while this facility was not the right thing, there does need to be a plan. So I'm sure the mayor will talk about that more later on with Chris. And of course, we can talk about it now at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app if you want to utilize those. Still waiting for some voicemails from people. Remember, you could be entered to win a Seize the Deal if you use it. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. Take it away, Mike.
A New York judge dismissing a case against Luigi Mangione, Tim Walz seeking a third term, and an NFL ruling on Tom Brady.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Authorities in Utah say a man who was arrested just after the Charlie Kirk assassination claimed he fired the shot to help the real shooting suspect escape. The Utah County Sheriff says 71-year-old George Zinn yelled that he was the shooter to allow the actual suspect to flee. Tyler Robinson, later arrested late on Thursday, and had been charged with aggravated murder for the killing of the conservative activist. Robinson apparently acknowledged Zinn's arrest, telling his roommate in a text message that police had, quote, grabbed some crazy old dude. Zinn is being held on charges of obstruction of justice and possession of child sex abuse material. State terrorism charges against alleged United Healthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione have been dropped. The 27-year-old learned yesterday at a court hearing that he's no longer facing the top murder count, but the second-degree murder charge still remains. The judge tossed out the charges of first-degree murder as an act of terrorism, ruling the charges were legally insufficient. The judge set hearings for Mangione's case to start on December 1st, but a trial date has yet to be determined. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has announced his plans to seek re-election for a third term in 2026.
Walz said in an announcement video he wants to make Minnesota a place where everyone has a chance to succeed in every corner of the state. Minnesota is one of several states that allows incumbent governors to serve more than two terms. Walz, who was the Democratic nominee for vice president in 2024, has not indicated if he's planning a run for the White House in 2028. I'm Lisa Carton.
Retail sales saw an uptick in August. Government figures show sales increased 0.6% for the month as consumers spent at a faster clip than experts predicted. Excluding automobiles, sales nearly doubled forecasts and came in well ahead of July's pace. Bars and restaurants led the way, with gas station receipts up 0.5%. On an annual basis, retail sales were up 5%. 1 in 6 parents have avoided or delayed vaccinating their children against diseases other than COVID-19 or the flu.
That's according to a new poll from the Washington Post and healthcare policy group KFF. The poll found white parents, Republicans, those with deeply held religious beliefs, and those who homeschool their children most likely to skip vaccinations. In fact, nearly half of religious parents who homeschool skipped inoculating their children. I'm Michael Kastner.
Washington State has the highest gas prices in the nation, sitting at an average of $4.66 a gallon. A recent increase in the carbon emissions tax in Washington has also added about 6 cents to gas prices, leading some to blame the rule for the hike. State officials attribute the rise to a national trend. The NFL says Tom Brady did not violate any rules by wearing a headset and sitting in the Las Vegas Raiders coach's booth during Monday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers. League officials say Brady is allowed in the coach's booth during games despite being a minority owner. Some restrictions remain, including bans on attending practices or in-person production meetings. Brady's dual roles as a broadcaster with Fox have raised controversy over possible conflicts with league rules. Raiders coach Pete Carroll denied reports that Brady is involved in game planning and said his talks with offensive coordinator Chip Kelly are not strategy related.
WBSM Sports.
A close one for the Red Sox, but they ended up losing to the A's yesterday, 2-1. Both teams back at it tonight at 6:45 at Fenway.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Okay, so today's forecast isn't picture perfect, but it's not too bad either. Waking up to temperatures in the 50s here for the South Coast, some patchy fog, so be careful behind the wheel, and then some clouds as we head through the morning, and then into the afternoon, looking at a couple of showers as well. Very scattered, pretty light for the most part here. Nothing that's going to wreck your day, and it's certainly not an all-day soaker. Just something to note as you're heading out the door. Temperatures in the low 70s this afternoon, not too bad for this time of year. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBS.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We have about 25 minutes left in the program before we give away to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. And right now the sun is peeking out from behind the clouds, but we may get some rain coming up a little bit later on. 63 degrees, so it's a little breezy and cool out there, but it's going to get up into the 70s. So, and, you know, just because the sun isn't bright and shining doesn't mean you shouldn't be thinking about going solar, especially as we're running out of time to claim those tax credits for going solar, right? You hear us talking about it. You hear Michael Rock talking about it in the spots that we run. You are running out of time. So if you want to make sure that you get those tax credits, I would reach out now to Isaacson Solar. Just go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N. IsaacsonSolar.com. Set up an appointment for them to come out and talk to you, and they'll go over with you everything you need to know about going solar. And there's no obligation at all. The estimate is free. If you decide not to go forward with it, that's okay. But if you do, well, they're going to be your partner in going solar. They're going to help you with the process. They're going to help you with making sure you get those tax credits and everything else that's involved. IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com. So in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and of course, we'll continue having the news for you as that comes out, but one of the questions that we had from people, and again, it's not the most important thing in all of this, but for those who listen to WBSM all the time, and for whom, you know, Charlie Kirk was a voice in the night for them, even though he, you know, he broadcasts the show in the daytime, we just run it at night on tape delay, people were wondering, well, what is going to happen with his show? Now, the first day this week, Monday, they had it hosted by Vice President J.D. Vance. Which, you know, I saw there was some outrage about that online where people said, well, what's he doing in the middle of a work day, you know, taking time to host a radio show? Well, as someone who has the city council president filling in for him on the 29th for an hour, as someone who has been here when the sitting mayor of New Bedford has come in and hosted a show filling in for someone in the morning, like, I don't fault that. I mean, it was an opportunity to speak to that audience who are going through a lot right now and could use some reassurances. So I don't really think it's a bad thing that he did that. But I do think that it's the approach that the Salem Radio Network is taking, at least for the time being, is probably, you know, the best that you can hope for at this point, because they're bringing in all kinds of different voices and different perspectives and in a lot of cases, familiar folks. So like last night they had Ben Shapiro as part of their coverage. And I think most people on WBSM that listen at night know that before Charlie Kirk was on, Ben Shapiro was on. So that's, you know, a chance to bring in that familiar voice. Now tonight, we got the email this morning that tonight hosting the Charlie Kirk show will be Glenn Beck. So this is, I think, necessary for that audience. Because when you think about it, an audience goes through, like, let's put the politics aside, okay? Let's not be talking about how you felt about what Charlie Kirk had to say or how you feel about how people are talking about what Charlie Kirk had to say. Like, put all that aside. The bottom line is that in terms of the radio show, that was a part of people's nightly routine. And those people, especially when it comes to talk radio audiences are usually creatures of habit. A lot of times they're people who, you know, this is their social interaction. This is the people that are in their lives. So it's important for them to have that consistency. And I'm speaking about this because I went through it all with the passing of Art Bell. As one of the final people to host his show, Midnight in the Desert, I was still dealing, you know, at that point, a couple of years after the fact, of people who were still coming to terms with the death of Art Bell. Not hearing his voice overnight, every night on the radio when, you know, he hadn't been doing it for a couple of years before his death anyway. But there's still, I mean, and you still see them post about it now. They still post today, like, oh my God, I miss Art Bell. They're just listening to old episodes of his show because they've made that connection. So it's important for them to have folks that are coming in to fill in on this that can continue that connection for them. Again, not the most important thing. Please don't think that the radio show is the most important part of all of what's going on. But I know to our audience, it does matter. So that's why, as long as I have the updates as to what's going on before I'm off the air each day, I will share those with you. Just, I've got a feeling things are in flux a lot with what's going on at the network level. And so that they're doing their best to kind of bring things together where they can. And so tonight you will have Glenn Beck hosting the Charlie Kirk show right here on WBSM beginning at 10 p.m. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. I'm calling about the parallel products decision, and I think what has happened, and I'm not sure who realizes, and you touched upon it briefly, is that the host agreement that was entered into by the city, I think this decision has cost the city at least $2 million a year, and as a businessman in New Bedford, I'm sick and tired of high taxes, and what's happening is that this decision, most I would bet, is going to be appealed to the courts. And the courts will act on scientific information and give deference, okay, to DEP and so forth. So I think most likely this will be turned around on appeal. But having said that, so in the host agreement, $1 million goes away because it was denied locally. In addition to that, they're going to lose a favorable status. If this gets permitted by the state, what will happen, or by the courts rather, what will happen is that their favorable pricing will go away. So right now the city is paying $50 a ton at Crapo Hill. Now Crapo Hill is going to be probably closed down, or they're trying to get an extension for 7 years, but at some point in time, that's going to be overturned. So I'm really concerned. I think that this was acted upon by emotion and not by scientific data. Appreciate your thoughts.
Okay. Thank you for the call. There was a little bit of background noise there, but I was having trouble. I think I was able to hear everything that was being said. I will point out that the caller ID makes me scratch my head a little bit at the basis for that call. We'll just leave it at that. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. Mike with pain. That mother, I always fight with pain. Oh, see, it's the radio edit. I can get away with it. 508-996-0500. We still have some time remaining in the program for today if you want to call in and chime in, and then we'll be giving away to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. I'm sure he'll talk some more about the meeting last night and about the decision by the Board of Health to not go forward, not to allow the South Coast Renewables project to go forward. And you can have your say on that if you'd like to call in. 508-996-0500. By the way, I got a little bit more information on the move for Glenn Beck to fill in for on the Charlie Kirk show tonight, because I wasn't even thinking about this as I was, you know, reading just the subject line of that email. Glenn Beck is on a completely different radio network. Now, how would you relate that, you know, to something that you might understand? This would be like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Jimmy Fallon. This would be like, I don't even know who does the 6 o'clock nightly news anymore. But it would be like bringing the anchor from one network and having them fill in for the other. Like this, it's a big deal. And so according to Salem Radio Network, Glenn Beck specifically asked for this honor so that he can share his thoughts and remembrances on the passing of his personal friend, Charlie Kirk. And that they've received permission from Premier Radio Networks to allow Glenn to do this, even though he may be on a competing station in some radio markets. This is one of the rare times where competitors unite for the common good. And so they wanted to make sure that they let people know, because, you know, some radio programmers might say, what? We can't have Glenn Beck on, you know, he runs on the other station with his show. We can't have him on our airs, but it's all been cleared. It's all okay. And so, as they point out here, previously this week, Vice President J.D. Vance guest hosted Charlie's show live from the White House, and yesterday's edition was helmed by a trio of conservative icons, Matt Walsh, Michael Knowles, and Ben Shapiro. And it says, look for a few other major stars to fill in during the coming days, and they're going to keep us informed the morning of each show. Now, that show goes live at noon Eastern time, so hopefully we get those announcements each day. And we'll see who else they bring on. Just to keep you informed so that you're in the know. Sorry about that. Had to cough. Another story I wanted to bring to your attention. This is, I read this on WCVB's site this morning. But yesterday, there was a Spirit Airlines flight that was bound for Boston that got too close to Air Force One while flying over New York. The air traffic controller could be heard over the radio asking the plane several times to change course. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now. Pay attention. Spirit 1300, traffic's on your left wing by 6, 8 miles, 747. I'm sure you can see who it is. So the other plane was indeed Air Force One, which had President Trump on board, carrying him over for his visit to London. The Spirit flight, which had departed from Fort Lauderdale, was 7 miles apart from Air Force One, which, you know, when you're in the air, that's close. That's closer than they want you to be. So the Spirit Airlines flight did follow procedures and the air traffic control instructions and landed uneventfully in Boston. And, of course, the president made it safely to London. But imagine being that pilot. You know, yeah, I don't know. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing up there? You talking to your co-pilot? Oh, yeah. So anyway, this weekend I had some folks come over. Oh, we were like, are you having a conversation and not paying attention? First of all, like, don't planes pretty much fly themselves when you're up in the air? But it's one thing if you're not paying attention and then air traffic control is like, hey, watch out. There's another plane. You're getting too close to this other plane. You're like, oh, whoops. It's another thing when they're like, hey, watch out. You're getting too close to Air Force One. I'm sure you can see who it is, was what the air traffic controller told the pilot. So that's like driving down the highway and weaving into the other lane because you're looking at your phone or something. And you almost hit a car, and you're like, oh, whoops. Then you, like, pretend like you weren't looking at your phone. You just keep driving, like, no, that was just, I don't know what happened. I sneezed. I don't know what happened. But then imagine that same situation, and then the other car is the beast. You know, you almost just hit the presidential limo. So I don't think that there's any, you know, anything nefarious at work here, but it is, I'm glad that everything worked out okay. But part of me is also like, the jokes write themselves that it was Spirit Airlines. Maybe next time upgrade to the plane that has autopilot. All right, 508-996-0500. Let me get my last break in here, and then we'll come back and wrap things up before we turn things over to Chris. Well, let's wrap things up with a call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Billy Sack Hills.
How you doing?
Good. You know, the gentleman that called in with the business downtown and all that,
mm-hmm.
You recognized who he was on the ID. But, you know, with all this stuff, you know it's going to happen. And the city better get ready for it. Because it's going to go to court. It's going to be appealed. And if it goes the other way, you know, then the city's going to appeal. Because the only people that are going to make any money out of this is all the attorneys that the city's got to hire and the company's got to hire out of Boston. So who's going to lose here? Because if they vote in the other way, then the city's going to appeal. You know, the people, you know, like Leo and everything, they're going to appeal it. So the only people that are going to make money, this is going to go on for years. This ain't over, like, over tomorrow. You know, Jake's ain't going to do the case. The city's going to have to go out and get lawyers.
Right, yeah, they'll bring in an external law firm. That'll cost money, and then,
right.
You know.
But people don't realize that. You know what I mean? You know what's going on because you recognize the number. So everybody's going to appeal it, and the only people that are going to make any money is the lawyers. And the city of New Bedford, like I said, they've been going for the past, I don't know, 10 years, they've been going down the toilet, okay? And the people that caused all this is our city council, because it never could make sense. And a lot of kings and queens that on that thing. So people, wake up, what's going on in New Bedford. Vote everybody out. If you remember correctly, I made the comment, vote Linda Morehead out and let your city council, the new ones, spread their wings. And for the next 2 years. If that didn't work, vote the mayor out. But now the mayor's in it for 2 years because they don't want to get together and put, you know, to recall the office. So get ready, put your seatbelts on because it's going to be a long ride. Nobody's looking at it that way. How long it's going to take to settle this? Because everybody's going to be appealing things because there's too much money already wasted in this. That's my two cents.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good